Good day, besties. Welcome to our last episode. I am your bestie, Dom.
I'm your bestie, Sophia.
This is your bestie, Bea.
I'm your bestie, Rain.
And I'm your bestie, Mimi.
This last episode's lovely besties.
And you are now listening to the Greenery Podcast.
Sit back, relax, and get your cup of tea.
Disclaimer for our listeners, there are parts where our besties give out their opinion.
And we do not intend to harm other people's opinion about our topic for today. Enjoy listening!
Grabe guys, last episode na natin. Kamusta? Anong nafe-feel nyo? Ako ano, I feel very fulfilled kasi nagawa na natin to.
True! Dati no, pinaplano pa lang natin to. I remember, sobrang anxious pa natin kasi baka hindi natin ma-execute ng maayos. Tapos ngayon, nasa last episode na tayo.
Totoo! Pero gusto ko lang isingit ha. Mag-thank you naman tayo sa mga listeners natin kasi syempre, hindi naman ito magiging successful kung wala sila.
Thank you sa inyo guys. Syempre, di natin makakalimutan. Thank you sa NSPP 1.1 class for the likes, shares, and follows na syempre ginawa din namin for you guys.
And thank you po for Radio MC and ComSoc for helping us plug our podcast and supporting your babies.
Salamat po sa inyong lahat. Pero tigil na tayo mag-thank you dahil baka umabot pa tayo ng isang oras sa dami nating pasasalamatan. How about let's jump to our weekly fun fact na?
Kasi parang di talaga buo ang mga podcast natin kung walang fun fact. Pero ang challenging nito ha, kasi lima na tayo. Yung ibang podcast kasi natin, dala-dalawa lang eh. Ito, lima.
Kwento na lang natin kung paano tayong lima nagkakilala. Kasi guys, alam nyo, though school requirement to, kaming lima, we really are friends. And I can confidently say na this is my college circle na talaga. Hanggang dulo.
Hala, kakilig ka naman. Pero paano ba nangyari lahat? So naalala ko kasi, nung orientation natin, mga days before the official start of class, si Bestie Bayang nag-message sa akin noon through Zoom. She was asking what's my Facebook name para she could add me sa group chat ng first year BA Com. I think actually, lahat kami dito, si Bestie Bea ang unang nag-approach. Maliban kay Bestie Mimi, syempre, since friends na sila before. Tama ba?
Naalala ko din yung nangyari the day before our first day na pag-decide ng first year BA Com na magkaroon ng Zoom call para syempre, makilala natin ang isa't isa kahit papano. Tapos ayun, we were talking, lahat kami. Tapos naalala ko pa, napansin ata ng iba na magkakilala talaga kami ni Bestie Bea. Kasi someone asked us kung friends ba talaga kami. Wait, alam nyo, actually, si Bestie Dom ata yung nagtanong nun.
Oo, ako yun. Kita naman kasi talaga, by the way, you two were talking to each other. Pero going back, naalala ko rin na yung agreed time natin to call, may kasabay siya ng another orientation, tas some had to leave early, tas yung iba maagang pumasok sa Zoom ng orientation. Pero umattend kami ng orientation, guys, ha? Sinakto lang namin na pumasok sa exact time na magsa-start siya.
Naalala ko din, since ang onti na lang nating natira, mga around 8 na lang ata tayo sa Google Meet nun, kaming lima, tas may ibang tatlo pa. We decided to play, tas ang napili namin is to give our first impression to each other. Tas wala, parang doon, nag-click kaming lima talaga. Tas days after, during our NSTP class, we were asked na to make our own group of five. Tas ayun, andito na kami ngayon.
Grabe talaga, no? Those days when we were just about to enter college, tas ngayon, patapos na tayo sa cycle one. Surely we still have a long way to go, a lots of units to finish, and several years of college pa. Pero ano ba, simulan na kaya natin tong podcast natin, ano? Ano bang topic natin for today, mga besties?
Well, since for the first week, our topic was flooding, second week naman ay pollution, then last week was deforestation, this week naman, for our last episode, we will be giving our listeners some ways to help our environment. Pero guys, don't worry ha. Kasi these ways na ibibigay namin, these are applicable even sa ating mga college students. Even high school nga eh. Dahil we believe na kahit hindi pa tayo working nor we are big personnel, everyone has the duty to help our Mother Nature. So, let's start, Bestie Mimi. Ano ba ang unang tip natin to help the environment?
Una, since we are all dependent naman with our social media platforms, why not use it to raise awareness, diba? Let's use our platforms to share different informational posts o kaya let's share petitions katulad dun sa appeal to stop crying on the mountains of Rodriguez Rizal seen on the internet. Let's use our internet community to inspire others. Bestie Dom, ano pa bang pwedeng gawin?
Well, second, I really suggest joining an environmental organization. Mapa-in-school man yan or outside, join and be active. At kung matapos na itong pandemic na to, even volunteer. Volunteer to join a movement, volunteer to plant trees, join cleanup drives. Gusto mo ikaw pa mag-host eh. But really, I suggest joining this kind of organization kasi you'll be able to be introduced and know people who fight for the same causes as you. And maybe you may learn more from them and siguro them from you pa. Bestie Sophia, you got any tips there?
Of course, I have one. So for our third, invest in tote and eco bags. Tote bags and eco bags became a widespread alternative to plastic bags because of the many ways in which you can use them. They are not just for shopping anymore. They can now be used in various aspects of your everyday life. Today's tote bags are stylish, more durable, and more comfortable to carry. They also can withstand a considerable amount of weight. In choosing eco-friendly bags, you will be able to support and show environmental friendliness while being fashionable. Tsaka makakatulong din kayo sa mga local business owners.
And since we are in the world of fashion na rin naman, our fourth tip is to avoid fast fashion. Fast fashion is an expensive clothing that is produced to mass market retailers in response to the latest trends. Unfortunately, mga besties, a huge disadvantage of fast fashion is the damage it has on the environment. The fashion industry as a whole is actually the second worst polluter, a byproduct from textile factories in countries that produce fast fashion items isn't treated toxic wastewater. This textile waste contains substances like lead, mercury, and arsenic that are extremely harmful to aquatic and the human life.
Lastly, syempre, educate yourself as well because everything starts there. Of course, you won't be able to start anywhere kung wala ka namang idea sa different issues at sa gusto mong gawin, di ba? Don't scroll past different environmental articles, posts, petitions, kahit story at my day. Take the time to read them kasi we are all affected here. Hindi lang naman sila, pero sometimes hindi enough yun. Minsan, you really have to do your own research on these environmental issues.
Our environment is what houses the ecosystem and helps it grow. Without protecting and caring for our environment, we endanger as many lives as animals, plants and crops, and even our own. All the ecosystems that make up our environment are deeply connected.
The environment is a natural space where humans, animals, and plant species operate and live. The apparent health of the environment provides a healthy existence for those who live in it. However, if the environment is unhealthy, we face consequences. It is a proven fact that the human beings are responsible for the poor state of the planet.
Therefore, as we consider the environment, it is essential to develop strategies to make our cities environmentally sustainable. And as the highest form of life on this planet, we must treat the land with respect and accept the responsibility we have been given to care for it.
I think about environmental responsibility as a frame of mind. It's about paying attention, about not putting off for tomorrow what I can do today, and not waiting for disaster to take action. It's actually about being awake, being purposeful, and being proactive in everything we do. Always remember, mga besties, big or small, doing something for the environment helps it and us.
Nature provides us all with so many wonderful and useful things. Beautiful sights, food and shelter, and more. But as industry advances and the human footprint spreads, the delicacy of this balance increases more and more. As a result, it is ever important that we do our due diligence in helping nature to thrive however we can. That starts with taking care of the environment.
And with that, I know you listeners had fun listening to our topic for today in the past.
But sadly, the Greenery Podcast will come to an end, and we hope our dear listeners learned a lot from us, your besties.
And for the last time, if you enjoyed listening to our podcast, please like and follow us on our Facebook page, The Greenery Podcast.
And on our Instagram account at thegreenery.podcast.
Let us all do something to start a change.
We are your lovely besties. Sit back, relax, and get your cup of tea. Thank you for listening to the Greenery Podcast.